A massive winter storm continues in much of the country. In Michigan, more than 700,000 households have no power. Southern California faces a blizzard warning. And Portland, Oregon got 11 inches of snow yesterday. Meteorologist Mark Elliott joins us now. Mark, we've also seen more than 2,000 flights canceled. Wow. As far as this winter storm across much of the northern part of the country, what are you watching closely right now?
Yeah, this is basically two storms in a row. So we've got one that's moving out of the northern tier of northern Great Lakes with lingering wind and wind-blown snow and snow drifts and overall really difficult travel conditions. And the next one that you mentioned for Southern California is waiting in the wings. And I think that's going to start to steal the headlines, especially by tomorrow.
And tell us more about the timing of the, I guess, storm one passing and storm two coming.
Yeah, storm one is exiting the picture. We're in the kind of the last grasp of that one. Lingering snow showers through the early afternoon. Most of the advisories and warnings from the National Weather Service expiring throughout the next couple of hours throughout the day. Those will be gone. The next one has warnings issued already. And so by tomorrow, we're looking at very heavy rain moving down the coast, including a flood concern in Southern California. Snow, including blizzard conditions in the Los Angeles and Ventura County mountains. Blizzard warnings haven't been issued there for about 20 years, maybe a little bit more than that. They're out there right now.
And this sounds unusual, southern part of California. How do you explain this?
Yeah, well, we have this trough that's in place because of the first storm that moved through and the jet stream and the upper levels all working together. So we already had the cold air in place, and that jet stream is the conveyor belt for the storm systems to move. So in comes the next one, and it already has cold air to work with, and it's moving very far south. And so from the Bay Area all the way down to Southern California, we're going to have wintry impacts. The Bay Area outside of San Francisco has winter storm warnings for the first time in about 12 years. So yes, this is unusual by all measures.
And then after this next storm hits the west coast of the country, where does it go after that?
So that one is also going to be lifting on a very similar track into the center of the country. So by the end of the weekend into the early portion of the week, we're going to start looking at the plains, maybe a severe weather event Sunday into Sunday night, maybe early Monday across the southern plains. And that low lifts north into areas that are currently digging out from our past storms. So maybe portions of Wisconsin and Minnesota will be seeing snow again. And, the other day we were talking about all the heat out ahead of this storm path. That's going to continue as well. We're looking at lots of warmth across the southeast and eastern United States ahead of this stormy mess that the central plains and the west are dealing with.
All right, Mark, I think we're going to bring you back. Meteorologist Mark Elliott, thanks so much.
You're welcome.